Well, Michigan author Anna Rose Johnson's debut novel is a touching historical fiction story based on her great-grandmother's struggle to hide her indigenous heritage and keep her family safe. The Star That Always Stays tells the tale of Norvia, a young Ojibwe teen who suddenly finds herself apart from her tribe and living in a white settlement on Michigan's Beaver Island in 1914. The book is getting rave reviews from critics, some even comparing it to literary classics for young adults like Anne of Green Gables. I got to speak with Johnson about what she learned while researching her family's history and the unique challenges of writing in the historical fiction genre.
I think that when I first started to consider writing the novel was when I was doing genealogical research. It was about 8 years ago, and I was learning some more about my great-grandmother. And when I began to learn more about her young teen years, I realized that it could be a very interesting backdrop for a middle grade novel, the beginning of her high school years and when her mother was remarrying after having just been divorced. And I felt that it all kind of came together in a very fascinating way. And that's when I began to consider that maybe I could turn this into a book. And so I really used those family events as a springboard to the book, to the plot, and the characters. So it took quite a while to write the different drafts and to rewrite. And so that was how it got started.
I love how researching our lineage and family histories has grown so much with the availability of DNA testing and sites like Ancestry.com. Now, the book is set in this pivotal time for the U.S., the beginning of World War I in Europe, the beginnings of the auto industry, specifically here in Michigan. It was an era that really set the country on a different track for the rest of the 20th century. Was that year the book is set in, 1914, was that the actual time your grandmother was experiencing all these changes in her life, or was it just a potent time to set the story in for you as a writer?
It was the same time as those events, around that same time. And that was really one of the things that inspired me to write the book, was that it was such a really interesting time and would have provided some of the elements that became part of the plot. So yes, definitely. She was 14 years old in 1914. And I thought that that was just a really good place to start her story, her fictional story.
So take us into the story. The novel takes place on Beaver Island in Lake Michigan, up near Traverse City. And that place is a pretty interesting history. Take us into that history of the place and what life might have been like there in the early 20th century.
It was a very cool thing to do the research on Beaver Island. I decided to set the beginning of the book there and then flashbacks throughout the story there, because that's where my great-grandmother was born and her family had lived there for some time. And I think that that was an important place to my great-grandmother. And I really wanted to show a little bit of her life there, what that could have been like. And I did a lot of research, reading books. And there is a fascinating collection of research papers that were done, I believe, in the 1930s by a resident, a summer resident there. And she just did so much genealogical research, and she talked to longtime residents of the island, and she really got a feel for the history and the people. And so it was really very, very amazing to go through those and to even find references to my ancestors, to my great-grandmother's family, and to kind of use those as catalysts for things that end up being in the story. So yes, it was just, it was such a really fascinating thing to do, to go back through all of those histories and to kind of recreate little vignettes of what her life might have been like on the island at that time.
I loved historical fiction when I was a kid, and so I ended up following a lot of writers on Twitter. And the other day I saw a writer of historical fiction post something about working in that specific genre, which was you could be in the middle of writing a scene that's very emotional, very feelings oriented, and all of a sudden have to go Google whether, you know, towels were widely available at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. You go from kind of something that's so, you know, you're writing a very special or emotional scene, and then you have to go back to sort of prosaic reality. So yeah, that is for sure a part of writing historical novels, is really having to, you know, to go back to the facts. You know, so much of the books is just from your own imagination, but then obviously there's this whole layer that that you want to try and bring those details to life. And I really wanted to have a very rich background for the book. I wanted to really bring out the details that would make this time period come to life. It was interesting because what I found as I did the research was that it's a time that really hasn't been depicted that much in movies and books. It really is a little bit overlooked, World War I compared to like World War II. It's just a little bit different. And so I really had fun kind of being able to bring something new to historical fiction, because the 1910s is just not a time that is covered, especially in middle grade fiction. So that was a very unique thing that I got to do, and I was really pleased with that. But yes, I was delighted when I saw that the blurb about the book compared it to Anne of Green Gables, and reviewers have said the same thing and Little Women, and it's very, very special to me, because those are some of my very favorite books, and that's kind of the feel that I was going for with this story. So yes, I was really pleased with that.
Let's get into some of what happens to your grandmother, Norvia, as a young teenage girl in the book. And I gotta say, that is such a beautiful name. What do you know about the history of the name or what it means?
Unfortunately, I don't. I have tried for a long time to kind of figure out the origin of the name, but I really have come up empty. It is very, very beautiful and different. So yeah, I wish that I knew a little bit more about it. Setting the book at that time in her life, you know, when she is just entering high school, and her mother has just remarried, her mother asked Norvia and her siblings if they could kind of keep that quiet to their new step family, to not really talk about their Ojibwe heritage. Their mom is going through a lot at that time, and there is some prejudice in the town around the fact that she is divorced at that time in history. And I think that, and it's kind of like, because Norvia's father kind of looked down on them a little bit, wasn't able to appreciate their heritage. And so now that they're starting over and she's marrying again, you know, trying to avoid that. And for Norvia, it's hard because, you know, that's something that's very important to her. And going forward, to have to kind of, you know, not really discuss that is hard, especially because she has such a strong connection to her grandfather, growing up on the island, listening to his stories about their ancestors. That's something that means a lot to her. And so then, to not be able to really share those things anymore is hard for her. And that's kind of what one of the main themes of the story is. You know, the title, The Star That Always Stays, is in reference to a couple of things, but Partly because her grandfather told her about the Ojibwe interpretations of the constellations, and she loved that, and that's something that she wants to share with her new family, but doesn't really think she can. So it was really something that I really wanted to get just right, and I'm really happy with how that turned out.
So this story, The Start That Always Stays, of your family, your great-grandmother's Ojibwe heritage, and your experience having to hide that ancestry, was that something that was discussed by your family as you were growing up? Did they know the history of what she went through?
It was something that I would have liked to have known more about, because my grandfather, who was Norvia's son, he didn't live very long after I was born, and so I didn't really get to hear stories about his mom's family. And looking back, that's something that I really wish that I could have had. So I think that that's one of the reasons why I wanted to write this book, is because that was really it's very special to me to be able to kind of sort of preserve what those stories might have been in this way. So yeah, that's one of the reasons why the book means so much to me. I definitely feel very connected to her, having gone through this process of writing the book for so long. One thing that was cool was that I found her original birth record in some of the Beaver Island records. And I saw that her name on the register was actually Anna Norvia. And when I saw that, I'm like, that is really, really cool. It wasn't something that anyone knew about, that was her original name. And so that was a very fun connection to discover.
That's Michigan author Anna Rose Johnson speaking. I spoke with her, actually. Her debut young adult novel, set on Beaver Island in 1914, is called The Star That Always Stays. It is out now. You can check your local independent bookstore. This is Culture Shift on 101.9 WDET FM, Detroit's NPR station.